Vaccination against COVID-19 is ongoing throughout Quebec. The combined effect of two doses ensures better efficacy of the vaccine, reducing the risk of getting and transmitting the virus. You'll also stay protected for a longer period of time. Coming to your appointment for the second dose of the vaccine is a must.
Just hang on. I'm not going to leave yet.
Is it really worth it?
Ruining your day worrying about expensive sunglasses?
Tune in to Boom Boom Time,
the show that brings the oldies, old R&B, soul, disco, funk, calypso, soca, and lots of old reggae. I am Sister P. You are?
Angel, good afternoon, Montreal. Good afternoon.
Happy Emancipation.
Yes, happy Emancipation. Well, Storm is on assignment, really. So maybe she'll drop in and drop out, but yes.
You feel emancipated?
Until I see we have a black bank, I will feel it. I will get that feeling. But so far, so good. Okay. I mean, from the slavery and stuff. But I mean, you know how it go, right? You know how that go.
Emancipate yourself from mental slavery.
Thank you.
None but ourselves can free our minds.
I hear. You see? So once we get a black bank and I see black business people coming together and forming, putting that collective, like money, finding businesses. But
and public, the public had to put money in there too.
Well, yeah. You know, I mean, I don't know if I will see it in my lifetime, but, you know, we'll see.
It is quite satisfying to see today the medal ceremony where Elaine Thompson Hurrah, Shelly-Ann Price, and Sharika Jackson all face the Jamaican flag and hear the Jamaican national anthem ring out as they receive 1, 2, 3, and that mean a prayer for, according to.
yes. Okay, I know.
I think it was Elaine's grandmother who they had the reaction video of her running the race, and then she say, okay. All right, now on to the 200s. And then she says, then does that mean a prayer for?
Well, no, so far so good. And even in the swimming.
Yeah, Canada?
I haven't talked about Canada yet. I still only Jamaican vein. Yeah, they also pick up a medal.
And we cannot deny that at least Jamaica come in third on the first, the 100, right?
Yeah, in this
one. And that's the first one without our man Bolt.
It come into time that African athletes will actually dominate the pool. You've seen it in every Olympics where, you know, African swimmer do emerge on the podium. So it's something to see. I mean, we hit them gymnastics.
And if we can do bobsled.
But yeah. We soon we're going to dominate the water. It's coming. We already have the track and field and stuff like that. But, you know, congrats to Italy, I must say, Italy.
Yeah, big up Italy.
Big up Italy coming in. But, you know, like, the excitement, to me, for the 100 meter, like it wasn't there.
No, correction. Jamaica came second, and Canada came third in the bronze.
No, I didn't think you had it wrong.
Wait. No.
You had that wrong. Check. Yeah, that wrong.
Yeah,
the check. Yeah. I know it's Italy, America, and Canada.
America, that's right. So wait, Jamaica get shut out at the 100? And that's what you tell me?
Check your files. Well, we have a good show planned today. You're gonna do Nelson had a big 90th birthday. Nelson is a man known to Montrealers. He been in Montreal numerous occasions.
No, sir, we lose the gold to this and that. We lose the silver to that.
Let's say you didn't get a false start. Right?
Okay, I'm Andre Degrassi.
Yes, he became the first Canadian male to win a medal for the Olympics. So, you know, Canada's really doing good.
Yeah.
They really do good in the water.
But you know, for me, the congratulations start long before the actual races themselves. It starts for me when the team gets on the plane heading to any Olympic city, because they did the work up until that moment, right? The getting up, the denying themselves, the personal injury, the pushing themselves to go, go, go. That amount of dedication to me really and truly, that's where the congratulations start.
Yeah, I know. And also, I think it's more mental this time through the COVID. And also the heat, because it's really hot over there. I mean, we have athletes falling out, fainting, you know, heat stroke. So, but after under all that pressure, you still have to come and deal with this and still perform.
I mean,
it's crazy. Filipino is out there. Congrats, you know, for you guys having all your first ever medal in the Olympics. So countries they're coming up. I mean people are actually, you're actually seeing countries that you never even thought about, small islands, small countries that winning medals. So, you know, congrats to all you guys. Congrats.
China leading in the medal standings ahead of
yes,
the United
yeah,
States
yeah, yeah.
Japan.
For now. Well, Chinese, they more upfront with on the water, right? They
ROC is Republic of Congo, right?
Yeah. So you see now it's track and field. You're gonna see the Americans' medals start to just pile up now.
No,
you know.
Wait. No, ROC.
Russia.
ROC means.
Yeah,
Russian
Russia.
Olympic.
Yeah, that's Russia.
Oh,
that's
Russia.
That's Russia. Yeah.
Boya,
Yeah, man.
ROC is fifth.
And what?
Great Britain, sixth.
And medal,
France.
Medal
yeah,
count?
Medal counts.
Okay.
Mm. Then South Korea, Italy, Netherlands, Germany, New Zealand, Czech Republic, Canada, Switzerland, Croatia, Chinese, Taipei, Brazil, Hungary, Slovenia, Ecuador, Kosovo, Qatar, Spain, Georgia, Romania, Sweden, Venezuela, Hong Kong, South Africa, yes, Slovakia, Austria, Denmark, Serbia, Belgium, Jamaica, 35, they're tied with Norway, Poland, Tanzania, Ireland, Israel, Turkey, Belarus, Estonia, Fiji, Uzbekistan, Bermuda, Ethiopia, Greece, Iran, Latvia, Philippines. Yay! Let's say that again. Philippines tied with Thailand for one. Colombia, Dominican Republic, Ukraine. Hold on. Right. Ukraine, Indonesia, Mongolia, Cuba, India, Portugal, San Marino, Uganda, Bulgaria, Jordan, North Macedonia, Turkmenistan, Kazakhstan, Mexico, Azerbaijan, Egypt, Argentina, Cote d'Ivoire, Finland, Kuwait, Malaysia. Wait, where are the rest of the Caribbean islands then?
No, we ain't getting nothing. Yeah, no. Next time. Maybe, yeah, you never can tell by the end of the Olympics. You know, it might see
some
small. Probably, what day is 9 now?
Also one
so we have
about,
yeah, no, I think it's 16 days, is it?
It's 16?
I think so, you know. I ain't sure, I know, but something like that. I don't know. I could be wrong.
So listen here now. Let me ask you this. Now that we're more than halfway through, Do you think it was worth them doing it despite the challenges?
If you're looking at, a lot of things you have to look at. You have to look at the athletics, the athletes. You have to look at financial. Was it financially to see all the stands empty? I mean, that's big money lose there, right?
Mm-hmm. Unless they charge more for the television rights.
And then it had a lot of big sponsors who buy ads. Okay. They drop out, right? So financially, I they get some hard cuff there. I find for the athletes, I find it was too much pressure for them to actually, exceed to the highest.
Yeah.
Because it's so much coming at
their
you.
Their personal best.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. You know. So, and then you're missing your parents. Your parents not there. You whoever would have come, mm-hmm. not there to cheer you. And you're just seeing this empty space. And you can't receive a medal. If you're taking a medal, you have to take the medal for yourself and put it over.
Yeah, I noticed that.
You understand? So they didn't want... So it's like, did it worth it? Was it worth it? I can't really answer that. I don't know. I really can't answer it.
I guess it's hard to live in waiting in, that sort of... it was 4 years...
The disappointment. You see that disappointment to come back?
Year when you don't know what is going on in the world, right? And I wonder what their focus was like during that year when they didn't know will there ever be an Olympics, when. I mean, it depends on individual faith, right? Because we don't know what was happening and what was happening in front of us. Last year, this time, right? And that's what faith is, going ahead without knowing what's coming in front. So you may not feel you can go on, but no matter what, you have to go on.
Yeah, exactly. Well, can't stop the wheel from turning the ball, have to, keep on rolling. But we will see in the next Olympics if they're going to wait another 4 years or the next 3 years, if they're going to continue it every 4 years, how are they going to do it for the next Olympics? We'll see how that go. So what we're going to do is just continue with the music. Emancipation by Trinidad and Tobago is the first, nation to have a public holiday for emancipation. So
It's a big thing.
So,
and I hear it have emancipation committee now in Canada. I don't know why. Yes. a national holiday and done.
Yes, Korea. Yes.
Senate who've been working hard. Play the music.
All right, we're going to continue.
People can hot up my head. No, the conch shell.
Listen to CKUC 90.3 FM with Angel and Sister P.
Yeah. should and shouldn't do. Up in mind, see how we messing up in mind. I tell you, no, my lover, let's have a good, good time. No, no, my lover, let's have a good, good time. No, lover, let's have a good, good time. We'll be right back.
up. The rhythm keep on getting up. The crowd so thick it's hard to breathe. The whole place is not up on the weed. You jump up high and start to squeal. The way the rhythm make you feel. Then you reel and you rock till you feel you can't stop. La la, hey, la la la, la 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 la, la la.
to disco. Jump in the wheels and let's go. Let's go and do all them things we see on TV. I get the feel of the synthesizer rhythm. Come let me join the people and rock the body. So we could get the feeling to to get the sound vibrating you. And how the music making you to show it really is so. I see this teenage woman about 80 something on top of roller skates, say she disco dancing. She doing she Ferris wheel and she disco splitting. I said this woman breathing she why don't this woman behave she suppose she fall and break up she them lights that change your future. Your eyes get white like tiger. And your rhythm beating down in your belly. And your eardrums, but you can't hear nobody. And them spinning lights have you blind completely. And all you're hearing around you is boom, boom. You have to take this song in your oh, oh. This time you're getting down with your oh, oh, oh. When daddy in the disco, it's day or night, I don't know. Because it's heavy rock with me disco, baby. Daddy in the heights and me feeling groovy. Mr. DJ just play the let the music play the same so I can break that wave with me.
Little Nelson right there. Okay. Well, listen to me. This is the time of year that typically we're all, well, a fair amount of us, a real fair amount of us are in Toronto. And it was Caravana, and it was Toronto Carnival, and it was Sleepless Nights, it was Abuse of the Body, it was Sniffing Glue, it was Running Down Barn, it was the Lakeshore, it was trying to get the ride to your family in Scarborough, it was getting even to Toronto was a challenge.
Watching your money, how your money spending, you got to stay in Montreal because you yeah, went to... to spend all that money, you know, looking for a ride,
The best for me was £3 of feathers for $4,000. No, not $2,000 for £4 of feathers.
you're playing King and Queen.
I think we did play King and Queen that year.
What? Well, they're not easy, you know.
Yeah, but you know what? I rationalize it like this. Those feathers went for years because we did come back again with the feathers the next year. And it was this tune, and it had us all charmed and possessed.
Soca, I love you.
I love you.
Soca, I love you.
Yeah, you will
not. Soca, I love you.
Big Tandang and Bella.
Soca, I love you.
Oh, Big Tandang and Bella.
Soca, I love you.
Boba Jella Bonga
Banya.
Tanda when I wear twenty,
so kind
of something about this music. Yeah,
what name stop? Say what name stop? I can't stop. Say I can't stop. What name stop? Say what name stop?
I possess
taking over my soul. Is the kind of feeling that I cannot control. Messing with my body, messing with my mind. Every time it hit me, my night is start to whine.
And today I go make my name. Today I go change the game. I'm feeling fine.
I don't care about shame. I want everybody just leave me alone. When you see me, please don't bother me. Just stay out the way.
Leave me alone.
Patrol 3-0 in my hand, looking for a fetter to jump up in a band. I don't have no worries, I don't have no fear. I have in the best time, hands up in the air.
Listen, I know I can sing Happy Birthday and, you know, have voice like Storm and them, you know, but I just send this out to you. Hey, Happy Birthday.
Bum, 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 bum running like this fella gone mad. And if I don't want a thing, when it's time to do it, things I don't want.